Leading the news this morning, the pressure is growing on the Gillard government over the Craig Thompson credit card scandal. Mr Thompson's former union has referred the matter to the New South Wales Police. The Health Services Union is demanding an explanation and wants to know what happened to $100,000 that went missing when he headed the union. Investigators say it could take days to determine the cause of yesterday's fatal fire near Brisbane. 11 people died in the blaze, 8 of them were children or teenagers. Mourners are maintaining a vigil outside the house as the community battles to come to terms with the extent of the tragedy. Libya's rebels are offering a $1.5 million reward for Colonel Gaddafi, dead or alive. There's been running gun battles in Tripoli as the rebels battle for control of the capital. They say they now control 95% of the country. North Korea's leader Kim Jong-il is holding rare talks with Russia's president Dmitry Medvedev. Mr. Kim says his country is ready to put a hold on nuclear tests if international talks on its nuclear program resume. The pair also struck a deal for a natural gas pipeline through the north to South Korea. It's Kim Jong-il's first visit to Russia in almost 10 years. Australia looks set to introduce plain packaging for cigarettes from July next year. The federal government's legislation passed the House of Representatives last night. It now goes to the Senate, where it's expected to get the go-ahead. The Australian Medical Association and the Cancer Council have welcomed the move.